Utah's Great Salt Lake could dry up in 5 years. That's a new warning from scientists and conservationists in a new report. To save the largest saltwater lake in North America, they say consumption of the water needs to be cut in half. For more, we have a lead author from the report. Ben Abbott is an ecologist at Brigham Young University. Ben, welcome.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having me on.
We have seen dire reports about Great Salt Lake in the past. How is this new one different?
You know, the lake has been in decline for several decades. The reason why we released this report now is there's been an acceleration of the rate of decline over the past few years. And this is the story of a combination of unsustainable water use in the watershed. We're just using more water than is available, and combined with climate change. So we felt it was important. Thankfully, there's already a really good response from the state legislature and governor's office. We just feel that the timeline of that response really needs to be moved up.
Yeah. The water level, I gather, has dropped 19 feet, and the lake itself has shrunk by around two-thirds since the 1980s. What does it look like now? And can you talk a little bit more about what's driving this crisis?
Yeah, you know, it's a punch to the gut when you see Great Salt Lake right now. It is more lake bed than water. And as you say, two-thirds of the surface area, three-quarters of the water has been lost.
Wow.
And the driver of this is quite well understood. We have a lot of consumptive water use. This means water that we take out of the rivers or take out of the aquifers. About 80% of that water use is agricultural. We grow a lot of alfalfa and hay here in Utah. Currently, most of the irrigation in the Great Salt Lake watershed is flood irrigation. You know, a very old technique, just open the canal, open the ditch and let it flood across the field, which is not very efficient. Let's transition to a much more efficient distribution of water through sprinklers. And then all of that saved water could be given as a permanent water right to the lake.
If this lake goes away in the next several years, and we have seen that elsewhere in the world, what happens, first of all, ecologically?
This looks a lot like ecological death for the lake. And in fact, the director of the Utah Department of Natural Resources, he compared it to an environmental nuclear bomb that would go off if we don't have dramatic changes in our water management. We're looking at collapse of the lake's food webs. There are two invertebrate species, brine flies and brine shrimp, that are a crucial collection of brine shrimp that then are used around the world for aquaculture. And then 10 million migratory birds depend on Great Salt Lake. And as we've lost other wetland habitat throughout the western U.S., Great Salt Lake has become even more important. You know, it's this island of water and wetlands in the center of this vast sea of land.
And what about the risk to human health? I gather there is toxic arsenic in the lake that could dry up into powder and get into people's lungs.
You can have these enormous dust storms. And then there also are effects on the water supply because that dust is deposited on snowpack and that pollutes the snowpack and also creates early melt, right? It darkens the snow. And so it's actually threatening the water that we need to solve this problem.
And there's a lot of snow this year, yeah?
We are sitting at the best snowpack in maybe 40 years. This is really a huge opportunity to get an infusion of fresh water to the lake. That was actually one of our motivators as well for getting this report out right now, because there's a bad scenario where all of that water is sucked up by thirsty farms and cities before it reaches the lake. We're calling on the governor's office to shepherd that water, to make sure that it makes it from our mountaintops all the way down through the reservoirs and rivers so that it can help Great Salt Lake.
Yeah. And Ben Abbott, that's my last question for you. As far as the consumption of this water, if most of it is for irrigation, farming groups are powerful political interests around the world, around the country, and reversing this, you know, power government capture tends to go slowly, if at all.
Yeah. You know, if as dire as this situation is, I'm actually quite optimistic because there has been a real consensus. And it's not separated by political divides. It's not separated by farmers versus cities. there is universal concern about protecting Great Salt Lake. And so I actually have a lot of hope for the future. The legislature passed some generational changes to water law this last legislative session, bringing our demand to a sustainable level. We think on top of that, we need some emergency measures. One of the largest agricultural areas is Cache Valley in northern Utah. Their water district just came out and said, we don't want more dams and canals.
Okay.
They're saying they don't need it. They can reduce their water use and still have thriving agriculture.
That is Ben Abbott, ecologist at Brigham Young University. Ben, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.